see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
Alex, did you stick around here? Did you go to California? What'd you do all awesome?
Yeah, I was here for a little bit, and then did spend some time back in California. A little bit of traveling, kind of see some family. So.
You said when you came in last year, you were just kind of learning Reed's system at this point.
Uh-huh.
How much different is it now? I mean, are you kind of on the like next level stuff? I mean, how much further?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that for sure, that's the goal. It's definitely very different, though. I mean, we have a whole season of film to watch. I mean, last year at this time, you're watching a lot of Eagles stuff. Like I said, we're all learning it together, getting to know each other at the same time, you know, and personalities and things like that. So at this point, yeah, I mean, to have the entire database of film, the coaches have obviously already kind of hashed through all that and have it organized. So to be able to come in and to march through concepts and really kind of get into the finer details of some of those things and where do we need to improve as a team and as groups and as individuals, you know, things to focus on. All that stuff's invaluable for sure.
I guess what I'm asking, how close do you think you are to having the full book thrown at you, the full playbook thrown at you?
Yeah, well, I think we got it. You know, better question for Coach Reed and Doug, but yeah, I mean, I think even as the season progressed, I mean, I think it was all in. You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's not so much the volume as a matter of, like, refining. You know, what do we do well? What? Sometimes you install things you look back on the season and you didn't run it that many times, but you spend a bunch of time on it, working it, and so you just try to be more efficient and things like that. So, and then, like I said, there's you looking at the team as a whole, you look at the offense as a whole and quarterbacks, and then even yourself as individually. What do I need to get better at individually, fundamentally? You're trying to work on all those things.
How much conversation have you had with the Chiefs about an extension?
I have had none. you know, my agent representative just handles all that, and that's why you hire that guy to take care of that, so you can focus on football. You know, and it's really not my place. So.
Has he had
a Yeah, they've been speaking. Yeah.
How much have that done by now?
I had no date as far as expectation. I still have a year in my contract, so for me. No, didn't have any expectations and don't know when it will get done.
Is there any difference for you other than long-term financial ramifications, obviously, playing this year on a long-term deal or playing this year on a one-year deal?
No, I don't think so. You know, I've played long enough, you know, going into year 10 now, so it's all year-to-year in my mind anyway, I think, you know, at this point. And you got to continually prove yourself. So I don't think it changes anything as far as my mindset or approach to the game at all.
Alex, was there a point at which last season that you felt like everybody got on the same page and you were anticipating exactly what was going on with everybody else?
Well, I think as the season went on, I think as an offense and myself definitely felt more and more comfortable. I think if you look at the back half of the year, I think we did a better job of really attacking the entire field and spreading the ball around to a lot of different guys, utilizing our weapons and our strengths, myself included in that. So no question, I think as the season went on, it got better and better. And like I said, the nice thing now is to take all that film, you know, the good and the bad and all the stuff in between, and you know, sit down and really a detailed evaluation, you know, being honest with ourselves and, you know, what are our weaknesses, where do we need to improve, and you know, strengths, things we do well, and how can we do those things differently and better, and you know, that's what this time is for. Yeah.
So does that translate into this year should just pick right up where last year left off and you're going to score 44 every
year? I mean, you'd love to. Yeah, I mean that's what you're striving for, is to pick right up where we did leave off. Strange now with this a little longer break than, you know, I can remember. And usually you're starting in March, and even last year we're getting to start on April 1st. You know, to be starting on the 21st of April now, that's a long break, longer than I'm ever used to. So but yeah, I mean, and it's shortened now. I mean, what do we get, 9-10 weeks to fit all this in the off season? So I think you got to make the most every single day. But yeah, the goal to answer your question is that's what you're trying to do. Yeah, you're trying to really, you know, you put on all that work last year. You're trying to build on it for sure.
How do you feel about Big Fish protecting Blindside now?
I feel good about it. You know, for me, a lot gets made up of the blind side and the front side. They're both equally dangerous, and Fish was over there on the right side all year, so he'll do a fine job over there on the left. I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah, And also Jeff Allen, Donald Stevenson went to Arizona to work out with Charles Bentley, which is what Swartz did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just, how do you feel about that? Did you know about that?
I didn't know about that. I mean, like I said, we're starting at April 21st, so it's so much later. So you really have to be kind of self-driven in your offseason. You got to be able to take advantage of that time, and you can't sit and do nothing. So everybody kind of goes their own direction, you know, and it has to find what fits for them. Coaches, strength, conditioning, all that stuff included. And you kind of have to be your own coach and put those things together for yourself. So, you know, there's places set up all over the country now, a lot of them in Arizona. So, you know, I think everybody kind of has their deal they go to and what they're comfortable with.
Would you rather have been starting earlier, you personally?
If I had my say, I you know, last year was great. I liked starting beginning of April. I think that's a great time. These last 3 weeks, you're kind of sitting around getting the itch, ready to go.
Alex, what was your reaction first day of free agency? Lost three linemen. Were you a little nervous?
No, not nervous. You know, I knew some of that was to be expected. You know, it was tough. Those guys were all good players and coming up on the open market and were highly sought after and deservedly so. So, you know, I knew we weren't going to be able to keep everybody. It's part of the deal. It's the nature of the game. Like I said, nothing surprises me anymore. I've been around long enough. So, signed some guys in free agency. We got the draft coming up, and these are all pieces to replace those guys. So,
what are some of the challenges with a young offensive line, regardless of skill level?
You know, I think for one, the main thing is just communication, just all five guys working as one. I mean, and myself included as an extension of that. When I know what those guys are doing and we're all on the same page and then all 11 guys combined, you're going to operate really well. You know, so when those five guys are really working as one group, and it just takes a lot of reps and a lot of practice, and they have to get good at communicating because things happen so fast. You know, things happen on the run. Guy runs through the A gap. Adjustments all of a sudden just have to be made. So that stuff just takes reps. But that's the biggest thing, I think, communication, verbal and nonverbal.
You didn't play in that last San Diego game, but a bunch of these guys are counting on to fill those voids of Rashad Johnson and, of course, you know, Jenkins, who played a lot. What did you see from the sidelines or even watching the film the next week? What stood out to you, Coach?
A bunch of these guys. I mean, to put it bluntly, I thought they beat up on a playoff team. I mean, they played well. I mean, good enough to win. Made a lot of plays out there. All the guys that had opportunities, I thought, stepped up. And this was a team that, with the playoffs on the line, I mean, it wasn't like they were, you know. I mean, this meant everything for them. And our guys went out there, and I thought, we're up for the challenge and really prepared themselves and played really well. So, I mean, that's a team that went on and won a playoff game the next week. So, yeah, I thought all those guys, I mean, everybody included in that, you know, did a great job.
Alex, you mentioned that you watched a lot of Eagles film last year coming into this offense. A lot of former Eagle players tell me that it takes a solid 2 years to get this offense. What does that do for your confidence when you hear that moment that you are entering the second year?
I mean, it's tough to put any date on it. Who knows? I mean, I've heard all kinds of dates. You know, it takes 3 years to learn the West Coast. You know, you hear all these phrases thrown out. I mean, bottom line is, you know, we did a decent enough job last year at times, and we didn't have an offseason under our belt. So, for us, the expectations are raised, you know, that we do need to take it another level. You know, we need to take advantage of this time. So, certainly it's nice to come back and watch your own film, and we've been in the system for a time period. But certainly for us, the bar has been raised even further. So you're constantly pushing yourself. It's not like you're certainly satisfied with anything. So now the bar is raised even higher, especially offensively for ourselves, you know, having been in the system. So, you know, certainly you're striving to get there.
Did you spend any offseason time working out any of the receivers?
I did not. You know, I spent a lot of time working out. We didn't get together. For me, it's a fine line there, I think. You know, we can get together and do routes, and I think a lot of times that looks like it looks good. But without the coaches necessarily there, sometimes I think you're just doing work to do work, and it looks good. And, you know, for me, I think the time away is important. I think it's important to work out, no question, and come in here in shape and make gains in the off season. But we would hate to get together and be practicing stuff that we're going to get here, and then we've been developing habits that we're trying to break, is kind of my thought on that. These guys are good enough that, need a little time off and away, and they're going to come back and be in shape, and we're going to hit the ground running with Coach Reed and Doug and the rest of the coaches. That's kind of my thought on that. A
couple more guys.
Yeah. Dwayne said he hired a nutritionist for the first time, personal trainer for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you knew about that, and then, what does that tell you about the desire to get better after last year?
I think you're constantly striving to get better and trying new things. If something wasn't working for you, trying a different avenue. So for him, yeah, nutritionally, if he didn't feel like it was in a good place and hiring somebody. Like I said, I mean, everybody's different and it tries to find their way of what they like and what fits for them in the off season. So,
Alex, you're doing the commencement address.
I am. Yeah.
When I was a little, are you following the whole college union players unionization? You have somebody who's had a whole experience, academic and athletic.
Yeah.
Now giving a commencement address. How you look at that in the NCAA issues that are going on right now?
Yeah, certainly not enough to even comment on it. I've watched a little bit, I guess, what I read on online or in the newspapers, but no, not enough to get into that debate. But yeah, I am giving the commencement speeches. Humbled to give it. I'll be, like I said, it's just kind of sitting in the back of my head the entire off season. Now I got to give this speech, so not something, It'll be a great challenge. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a big honor. Excited about that. So.
What are some of the highlights here?
You guys will have to wait and see, like everybody else.
Is there a theme?
A theme.
To them?
Yeah, they should work really hard on running fast and throwing the ball far, and they'll have a great future ahead of them.
When is this, Alex?
May 1st.
And how did that come about? Who approached you? That's pretty.
President's cool. Office. Yeah, Utah called me up extended the invitation.
How far down the line was the choice?
That's a good question. I didn't find that. It was a long time ago, so this wasn't a last-minute thing. So, that's a great question. I don't know. I'm excited about it. Yeah, it'll be, something different. I don't do a ton of public speaking, especially in front of that many people. So.
That's a special place to you. I mean, you've donated money to their weight program.
Yeah, absolutely. Utah, definitely. I mean, I think all of our alma maters have a special place for all of us, but certainly me. I wasn't highly recruited. Utah gave me an opportunity, and I certainly don't think I'd be where I am today if I didn't make that decision and didn't go there.
So does an honorary doctorate go with
it? I do get an honorary doctorate.
So you're not Dr. Alex Smith?
I'm not quite there, but you guys are going to have to refer to me as doctor here pretty soon.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, thanks.